Delayed medical treatments have become a widespread trend in Ontario, with patients in chronic pain waiting 10 to 20 months between a GP referral and orthopedic surgery. To beat the waiting game and regain their quality of life, Ontarians are opting for private treatment solutions and traveling abroad for their health. What a lot of them don't know is that they can find treatment options in Montreal. ICS Clinic offers quick and affordable treatment solutions by some of the most sought-after specialists in the country, without the need for a referral. For more information, visit icsmontreal.com.
You're listening to The Tonic on Zoomer Radio.
My next guest, Dr. Khalil Masri, is an orthopedic surgeon at the Montreal Institute for Special Surgery, a private clinic specializing in orthopedic surgery by arthroscopy of the shoulder, elbow, hip, and knee. Over the years, Dr. Masri has gained extensive expertise in sports medicine, reconstructive surgery, and knee arthroscopy. Welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Today, we're going to talk about a very common knee injury, a meniscal tear, right?
Yes.
So you work with many patients, and you also treat athletes at your clinic. I know that. What are the most common injuries that you see, and what are the causes that can be associated with them?
Well, you see, at ICS, where I work, we're seeing patients with injuries to different joints, but most often we're seeing patients with shoulder and knee problems. I'm a knee surgeon, so I'm seeing the mostly patients with knees. When it comes to their injuries, the meniscal tear is one of the most frequent injury I see.
What is a meniscus, and how does it tear?
Well, the meniscus is basically fibrocartilage that's inside the knee. It acts as a shock absorber and a cushion. It also acts as a stabilizer with different ligaments. We have two of them. There is one on the inside part of the knee and one on the outside part. Most often it's the internal meniscus that gets injured. It's about 95% of the time. And unfortunately, the meniscus is not vascularized, so when it tears, the potential of it healing by itself is very low. That's why you need to see an orthopedic surgeon, because most of the time you need to have surgery to repair it or to remove part of it.
So just to understand, you're saying there's no blood flow to that particular, is that what you meant?
Yeah, actually there is a blood flow to the periphery of the meniscus where it attaches to the capsule, which is the envelope of the knee.
Right.
These are menisci that could be repaired, but unfortunately, most of the time, it's in the white parts, which is the part that is not vascularized, and at that point, the potential of it healing, if you repair it, is very low, so there is no point of repairing it, and then a few months after, having to remove it.
So what types of movements or things happen that would cause a meniscus to tear?
Well, usually patients will say that they did a twisting motion on the knee, or sometimes they would be kneeling for a while, and then when they stand up, they will feel a pop in the knee with some pain. Most of the time it's on the internal part of the knee, because that's where it tears most often. Patients will be having some swelling or some loss of range of motion. Sometimes it's catching or locking of the knee. So that's why they will seek medical attention. And from then on, if the physician suspects a meniscal tear, then you would need to have an MRI to confirm the diagnosis.
So you see knee injuries almost exclusively. Do you note that it seems to correlate to aging? Is it when we get older, do we see more of those?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, people are getting older, and what happens is that they're remaining very active doing all kinds of sports.
Like,
you see patients of all ages are doing skiing, hiking, playing hockey, playing tennis. So so this way they're more prone to injury. And unfortunately, once you get older, the meniscus is weakened because it becomes degenerative. So there is more chance of it being damaged or being torn.
So is there any way to keep up the meniscus, to keep it from degenerating, or is it just going to happen as we get older?
Well, sometimes it's your genetics, sometimes it's sports that you're doing, but of course, if you keep a healthy style of living, you'll have probably less chance of hurting yourself. So when you're doing exercises, it's very important to warm up and keep your muscles strong around the knee. This way, there is less of chance of your knee twisting or or getting injured if you want.
Right.
Yeah, so it's this is like part of the prevention that you could do.
Well, let's talk about prevention for a minute. So I'm very active. I exercise about 5 times a week, and I'm doing some strength training, which since I've been doing this show, I've been doing it for about 1.5 years. What I've learned is as we get older, and by older I mean over 50, you know, you cut back on the aerobic and you increase the weight-bearing exercises because it helps us as we age. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, of course. But I think warming up is very, very important before taking part of any physical activity, especially we're talking about meniscus, especially the ones involving the twisting motions of the knee. I would say you have to exercise regularly, like you're exercising 5 times a week. Good for you.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a braggart. You're new to the show. But our listeners are used to me, you know, oh, I do this, I do that. Go ahead, sorry.
No, actually, when I finish my interview, I'm going to I'm 58 myself. I'm gonna go for my training regularly. So it's very important. And I think you shouldn't overdo it because sometimes
right.
you get older and you want to keep up with the younger ones. So
it's true.
You have to be careful and try to rest in between workouts because, you know, the fatigue muscles will increase the risk of injury.
So in addition to sort of doing weight-bearing exercises and keeping moving, I'm told that yoga movements are also good, like stretching is important, active stretching, but not just sort of before and after you're doing your exercise, but in and of itself. Would you agree with that?
Yes, of course I would. Yeah, I would say it's very important to stretch before, but even more important to stretch after.
Right.
Most of the time we finish our workout, we take a shower, we go for a meal or for a beer or something, and we forget to stretch after. So it's very important.
Other than stretching and keeping up the strength, is there anything else we can do to prevent knee injuries? Is there a diet that we can have that might help with that?
Yeah, of course. If you keep a healthy diet, it is going to help you. We're seeing patients who smoke have the less of a chance of it healing because sometimes menisci could heal by themselves if the injury is small and it's in the periphery of the meniscus. So we know that patients who smoke have less of a chance of healing. So I would say, yeah, exercise regularly, eat well, and don't smoke and don't drink excessively.
Okay, so let's say I was working out and I felt some pain in the knee, which has happened to me before.
Mm-hmm.
How would I know that I've torn my meniscus? What are the signs?
Well, pain is the first sign that you will have. It's going to be consistent pain. It doesn't have to be 24 hours a day, but sometimes, especially when you do some twisting of the knee, so you'll have some pain. That's the number one. There could be some swelling. It's not always there, but sometimes swelling is there. I would say catching or feeling that something is not normal in my knee. So patients will say that's even before we get the MRI. So we don't know
right.
what they have. They see us early because they sometimes decide to come to a private clinic before seeing anyone else. So the symptoms are pain and something is going on in my knees. It could be catching, it could be locking, there is some stiffness. And of course, when you do exam, you have some specific tests that you can do in order to suspect a meniscal tear. But it won't heal by itself, so it's pain that's getting, you know, sometimes you can have some days or some weeks without pain, but most of the time it's going to catch up with you.
Okay, when you say it doesn't heal, so I mean, but, you know, this could also describe sort of like a muscle pull or a bruise.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something unique to the meniscus tear? Like, is it a lack of stability or anything like that?
Well, actually, it's going to be pain and it's going to be some mechanical problem. It's
okay.
Because the meniscus that tears, sometimes it's going to move inside the knee. So the patient will say it's either cracking or catching or even locking, so
okay.
that's how we suspect them.
Okay, so let's assume you have an issue with your meniscus. Where do you go from there? So I come to see you. What are my options? What happens next?
Well, if you don't have your MRI done or you don't even have an X-ray, so we are seeing patients without any referrals. So if I suspect a meniscal tear, I'm going to do the exam, which will maybe confirm that my suspicion. And then I'm going to ask for an X-ray and an MRI. MRI is the gold standard to diagnose the meniscal tear. And once we have the tear, if we catch the patient early and the meniscus is repairable, we're going to repair it because we don't have any waiting list in the private clinic. So sometimes we see those patients and we can repair them. And if it's not repairable, we are going to operate on them early but at this point, we're going to remove part of the meniscus.
Okay, so with a procedure like that, is that outpatient?
Yeah, of course. It's a day surgery. Usually, it's done under spinal anesthesia.
Right.
Recovery is very quick because you're permitted to walk on it on the operated leg the day of surgery. And usually patients are back to normal within 3 to 4 weeks.
I would imagine there's a fair bit of rehab that's necessary after. Is that true? Or
Not all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sometimes. Well, for my patients anyways, I see them a week after surgery to check on them, to make sure that everything is fine. Of course, if patients can go to physiotherapy, it's going to be better for them because the rehab will be faster. But it's such a minor surgery that sometimes patients don't even go to physiotherapy. We'll show them some exercises to do, and they'll be doing them at home or in the gym. And 3 to 4 weeks after, there's no more pain, and back you go to your regular activities.
So even somebody like me who's exercising pretty vigorously can get right back on the horse?
Of course.
Although I don't do any riding. So going forward, after you have an issue with your meniscus, is there something that you need to do in order to prevent it from happening again? Are you susceptible to more tears once you have one?
No, actually, once you are operated, we're removing part of it unless we repaired it. But repair is less frequent. So patients, we are just going to tell them to make sure that they warm up, you know, the exercise regularly. But it's very rare that we see a patient twice for the same thing. So.
You're not putting bionics or robotics in the knee, are you? Like we don't end up stronger than before, do we?
No, you're not.
That's too bad. That would be something. I would come to you if you could give me bionic knees. I would come to Montreal in a heartbeat.
Maybe in a couple of years.
I think you should look into it, doctor. I really do.
Hopefully, I'll see you and you won't need my treatments.
Exactly. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. That's all the time we have.
Thank you for having me.
When you come back on the show, I think it's next week. We're going to discuss ACL injuries.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're coming back next week for ACL, of course.
Fantastic.